podcast type video, you feel me? And today we're going to be talking about OnlyFans. So if y'all want to see us have like these small talks, small debates, make sure you hit the like button. Oh yeah, if you brush your teeth, hit the like button, bro. And make sure you hit the subscribe button, bro. Because we on the road to 1K, so go ahead and hit it for your boy. So first off, the first question I want to ask Don is like, how you feel about OnlyFans, bro?
I feel like it's like cool, you know. I feel like it's get everybody like money, shit.
So, what's the cool part about it? Like,
the cool part, I say, really just, you know, money, like.
so, you just money.
I say money, like, cause like, I don't think like it's cool to like pay a girl to see her body naked. That ain't really cool to me, but it's just the money part, really.
But look, though, what you just said, you say that part ain't cool, but that's mainly what's on that, though.
I mean, like, I feel like certain dudes, they like that, but me, I'm not paying money to see no girl.
Right, naked. Facts.
And see you in your, like, clothes, like, I don't know.
Because you know, at first, they came up with a new policy. They was like, no explicit content. Mm-hmm. Not basically not showing none of the goodies. And they reversed it.
Yeah.
Why you think they reversed that rule?
Because I feel like people like Bella Thorne and like them, like how like they was like breaking like OnlyFans. Like what's her name? Bad Baby or something? Yeah, like,
Bad Baby, yeah.
And like how she made like... She made like a meal, like a day, I think. Yeah.
Well, she made a meal in like 16 hours.
I'm like, man, like, and like, girls barely getting thousands of dollars in a day, so I guess they trying to get everybody a chance, probably, so yeah.
Right. I ain't even gonna count. I feel like they reversed it because they didn't know. Of course, they know. They got the analytics and all that. Like, because you know, OnlyFans take away explicit content and certain stuff, right? I feel like they'll lose 75-80% of their revenue, because most of their money come from explicit content. So for you to be like, y'all can't do this, y'all can't do that, it's getting cut. Now let me ask you this, because I already know, boy, depending on how many people this video reach, boy, they gone. So how would you feel if you met a girl and you liked her and she did OnlyFans? How would you feel?
I like it, and she like do OnlyFans.
Yeah, and you started liking her, but you didn't know she did OnlyFans till y'all got like together. Y'all was like real close.
I say it depends on like the stuff you put on her, naked and stuff. I don't know.
I'm talking about like stuff like that. Like, but it's just her doing stuff though. She wasn't doing no with no dudes or none of that. Cause I already know if it was a dude, you would instantly be like, nah.
So you saying if I like them, she posts like naked stuff like
on OnlyFans. Yeah.
How I feel. I say I don't think I want it, because I feel like everybody has seen her, but like.
But look though, everybody's seeing her, but everybody ain't hitting her.
I know. But I just can't, because I feel like everybody has seen my hoes. They ain't seen her body parts. Like, I don't know. I say I would, but then I wouldn't.
Like, so, all right, so what would make you be like, yeah, I'm cool with it? And what part would make you be like, nah, I can't do that, bro? Like,
so you saying, like, what?
Yeah.
I say it depends on her, like, content, like, she get on the, to me, it all depends on the content.
So you gonna make your decision based on the content?
I say
yeah,
content.
I feel you, cause you know how like you know some dudes don't care, and then some dudes don't care they female or break them off some money or something.
Like,
yeah,
like being like a stripper, that's different. Like,
man,
I don't care if my girlfriend like a stripper. I don't care about none of that. Like, she's shaking ass. Like, that's ain't nothing. Girls do that every day on Snapchat. Like,
right? Do you know anybody personally that do OnlyFans?
Personally, yeah. I know like girls who do it, but I don't. Yeah.
You know, you do. All right. So like, Like, do you actually talk to him though? Like, talk
on a daily basis?
Not on a daily basis, but like you could real live have a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so like when y'all talk, right? So when y'all talk about her life or whatever, when she bring that part up, what do she say? Now, let me ask you this before you answer that. Now, besides the OnlyFans part, don't they got an actual life outside of that?
Yeah. Like school, work and shit like that.
Right, because one thing I noticed, like, you know, a couple of my close female friends, they do OnlyFans. And then, like, I have conversations with them. They be like, man, like, doing that is getting stressful.
Yeah.
Because some of them got actual careers. Some of them going to school to be nurses. Some of them nurses are already medical assistants. So, like, I don't know. It's just like how you think they could balance all that? You feel me?
I say it all depends on like how much money she making on that. Cause like, I feel like if you wait, so you saying like balance everything? You saying?
Yeah, like balancing everything. Like how you think they?
I feel like go to work. Cause like I say a lot about going to town. I say go to work. First, you know, like I say, do the OnlyFans like the sad on like weekends when you like off, like anything, like nothing to do. So I say like that.
Right. So, as a man to man, let's say you had a girlfriend and y'all been together for a couple years, yeah. Hypothetically speaking. So, and then your girl just want to make some extra money. Y'all bills paid up. You making your money. Of course you making your money. She got her money, y'all paying bills. But then she be like, hey babe, like, can we start on OnlyFans or can I do OnlyFans? Like, how would that make you feel? Like,
I don't know like how I feel about that. Cause like I'd be like, so like why you wanna like do that for? Like, she baking, I feel like if she asks that, we basically just do Pornhub or something. Like, if you gonna do OnlyFans, that's basically Pornhub. Like,
all right. And then the only thing that don't make it that is the fact that you could choose to cover stuff up or do random stuff on you. Feel? But do you think people could actually make money on OnlyFans without posting that type of stuff and get a lot of attention? Is the people that do that would? Cause like, what would you put on OnlyFans?
Yeah, to get money.
My bad, y'all. We had a minor interruption. Now, what was my last question? Like,
I think you were saying, like, how, like, balance it. I think you was saying.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, balancing all that. It's like, it don't even. I don't know. It's like, I don't know how you balance that.
Oh, no. You were saying, like, do you think, like, people only think, like, make money, like, without, like, posting, like, all, like, nudes and stuff like that?
Yeah, like do you think they could do that?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, nah.
Nah, cause
I don't want to see nobody eating no milk, riding no bike or none of that.
Yeah, like if I'm being real, everything. I'm saying like the stuff we doing now, like recording the video right now, that could go on YouTube. Like the vlogs could go on YouTube. The only thing that could really bypass all that is the fact that if they come up with another platform or something like that, but other than that, it's not gonna go past. So like, what suggestions do you think you could dish out so they can make money on OnlyFans?
Hey,
hold up.
You saying like suggestions?
Yeah, what suggestions do you think? Yeah, come on.
Yeah, look at me, guys. What's he talking about?
Alright, so last, I ain't even gonna say last question, cause you know I just be thinking. So like, what ways do you offer or you think they could make money without explicit content or promote it?
So you saying like how like people make money on OnlyFans without like posting stuff like that?
Yeah, how you think OnlyFans can make money? Yeah. You don't think they can? Like what? Like I know we got YouTube and everything and stuff like we said before, but like, so you think it's absolutely no way?
Cause I feel like if they do post that stuff, like, then it's gonna like turn to like YouTube, so
it's right, and nobody like gonna pay to watch no YouTube videos.
So nah, I don't think they can.
Now, if you was making enough money, would you do OnlyFans?
Nah, Taysom, if I was making money on OnlyFans, like...
Yeah. How much would you have to be making?
I don't know.
I might need a couple quarters.
I'm going to need...
Bro, need nothing, boy, because I ain't going to do it. I ain't finna lie to you.
I don't know. Huh? I don't see myself doing it.
Well, you say
it,
your contract got to be like the NBA.
Like if I say at least like 20,000 or something like that.
20,000 a month?
Something like that. Something
you think 20 G's will hold you for a month?
I'm in college. I ain't really.
Yeah, we ain't.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, boy. Like, the way.
Like that around that area, you know?
The way I'm thinking, like, we ain't in Macomb no more. We ain't at Western. But, man. But, like, I don't know. Like, if OnlyFans shut down, I ain't lie. If OnlyFans shut down and all that content was gone, I wanna see how Twitter would react. Cause you know that's where everybody be at.
Yeah.
You know where all the old heads be at. The old heads mainly be on OnlyFans trying to get what they can't get. You feel me? Like,
you're gonna be the ones down bad.
Real down bad. But look, though. It's your boy, MJ the Kid, and St. Laurent Don. We gone. If you made it this far, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you hit the follow button. It's the guys, and we gone, bruh.